Wisconsin's circuit courts are facing increased demand for court-ordered competency evaluations. That's a mental health screening that determines whether a defendant understands the proceedings well enough to participate in their own defense.
Investigative reporting by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has found that the number of such evaluations has roughly doubled in the state since 2013. The number of defendants found to be unfit for trial has nearly tripled.
Those defendants are often referred for competency treatment, which can take a long time to set up while they wait in jail.
Eva Wen is an investigative data reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Eva, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Looking at your reporting on this, it looks like quite a jump. How significant is this increase in these competency evaluations when you look at the numbers for Wisconsin and for Milwaukee County?
So I looked at just the statewide numbers, and for competency evaluations, which is when someone's competency is in doubt, that number has jumped from 1,200 in 2013 to 2,500 in 2025. But then there's also the treatment orders, which is after the evaluations, when someone's found not competent and ordered for treatment. That number has tripled from 300 to 900.
And a big part of your story is that, hey, if I am referred to this treatment to get me competent enough to stand trial, that's not going to happen tomorrow. What kind of things are we seeing when it comes to turnaround time and availability of this kind of treatment?
Yeah, so sometimes people are having to wait weeks or months in jail sometimes for a treatment bed to become available. And sometimes because of that, and because jail is not necessarily, you know, a very therapeutic environment for someone to get better, sometimes they actually get worse or continue to live in difficult situations psychologically and also physically.
Do we have a sense of what kind of charges people are facing? Are these low-level offenses, serious felonies? Do we know who is in this position?
It's a bit of everybody. I don't have the very specific numbers of how many people face misdemeanors or how many people face felony charges, but from just people saying anecdotally, it's a lot of people facing misdemeanor charges such as disorderly conduct and things like that. Although there are also felony charges, like sometimes homicide.
You talked to various stakeholders in the system here, Eva. What did people say was driving this increase in the number of people being found not competent to stand trial and being referred to these kind of services?
Yeah, so a lot of people who are in the state, state health department, and people who are in the criminal justice system are saying it's a lack of community resources that's driving people to be criminalized for acting in a mental health crisis. But I also spoke to a public defender, and the public defender said it's also because people in mental health crises are being charged criminally more than they were before.
And what kind of solutions and fixes did people suggest when you asked them about this?
So it's a range of different things. So the Milwaukee County Courthouse has started this mental health docket, which Judge Mark Sanders is overseeing that right now, where they deal with, you know, just overlook all the competency, or not all the competency, a lot of the competency cases. And in terms of the state health department, you know, they are opening up more beds at other facilities recently. And also they're looking to use outpatient competency restoration, so they don't need to necessarily use a bed, or they're also doing jail-based competency restoration where someone is treated in jail when they wait for a bed to open up.
And Eva, as we wrap up, what are the big unanswered questions for you? What are you watching for next on this?
That's a good question. So I'm definitely looking more into the community resources or lack thereof. That's a big thing. And as we face a lot of federal funding cuts and Milwaukee County's funding cuts, that will also be a big question there. What services will be affected and how we will see that trickle down to the criminal system.
Eva, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Eva Wen, investigative data reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Been talking about the number of criminal defendants found unfit for trial after competency evaluations nearly tripling since 2013, the number of evaluations nearly doubling over that same time. Now we take a look at how this increased need for evaluations is affecting the criminal justice system and those who work in it. Mark Sanders is a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge. Judge Sanders, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
Before we dig into the specific problems and possible solutions here, I want to talk about the foundational element. Why do we pay attention to whether someone is competent, as we legally define it, to stand trial? Why is this an important issue?
Well, competence really is the most foundational thing in any criminal case. If we don't have a high degree of confidence that a defendant is competent, we can't have any confidence in anything that goes on in the case. We don't know if a defendant wants to plead guilty, for example. If we're not sure that they're competent, we don't know whether their desire to plead guilty is because that's what they want to do or because they have a misunderstanding about what the case involves or about defenses they might have or really anything in connection with the case. We also don't have confidence in the effectiveness of a case in the criminal system. We don't just prosecute people and have cases just to prosecute people. The goal is to ultimately reduce crime and reduce crime victims. And if people that are being prosecuted don't understand that they've got a case pending or don't understand the substance of the case, it's hard to have confidence that the goals of the system are ever going to be reached.
Your assignment is involving the felony mental health docket in large part. Why does Milwaukee County's court system need this kind of specialized docket for these cases?
Well, we started this docket about 2 years ago, and it involves really three different components. The largest component is competency, and it's really the competency cases from all of the criminal courts, with the exception of homicide and sexual assault cases. Those are heard by the judges that preside over those cases. The goal is that to concentrate all of these cases in one spot so that systemic issues can be more easily addressed, so that we can free up some space in the other courts, and so that hopefully we can also concentrate knowledge, both in the lawyers that are in here regularly and in the judge that presides over the calendar, so that we've got a better, a more detailed understanding of how competency works and the details of the statute and really how things need to move forward in the legal system.
We heard from Eva and her reporting seeing this big jump in people being found unfit for trial and being referred for this kind of treatment. She offered some of the explanations she heard for that jump. From your vantage point, why are we seeing this increase?
You know, it's really hard to tell. Eva did some really good reporting on this, and I accept the explanations that she's discovered in her reporting, that there's been both an increase in the awareness of mental health issues, that there's a greater need for community resources, that sometimes, unfortunately, it seems that the criminal justice system is the easiest way to get people involved in the mental health system. So people may find themselves getting charged when hopefully they would find some other avenue so their mental health issues could be addressed.
On a really practical level, Who flags this? Is it a defense attorney? Is it a defendant themselves or someone in the court system who says, hey, we have concerns about the competency of this person before we move into the trial?
The issue can be raised by anybody, but it's most commonly raised by the defense attorney who, in their engagement with their client, will discover that maybe they don't understand fully what they're charged with, or maybe they're not really able to assist in their own defense. And so they'll raise the issue with the court if they have concerns about those things. Then we order an evaluation and the process moves down that direction.
Eva mentioned that the person then waiting for this competency treatment is in many cases waiting in jail. Why is that?
Well, there's all sorts of reasons that a person could find themselves awaiting treatment in custody. Mm-hmm. Frequently, on the more serious felonies, they may have significant cash bail that they're unable to post, and so they would be in custody, even apart from there being a competency evaluation. Some of the times people need the resources of a hospital and would not be able to be restored through outpatient competency restoration. Some of the time there may be multiple cases going on, or somebody might be being held by the Department of Corrections, and so that has them in custody. So there's really a variety of reasons why people could find themselves in custody waiting for a bed at a hospital to be restored to competence, rather than being able to use the outpatient competency restoration services.
Judge Sanders, I hear a couple mental health opportunities here, I guess. If someone in this case had mental health treatment options before they had an encounter with law enforcement, well, they might not be here in the first place. And now they're in this situation. We have questions about their competence. We need more mental health treatment for them to get through that stage. Where do you see the best investment in mental health treatment that helps us keep people out of the situation where they're in jail waiting competency treatment?
Well, there's really two areas that I think are ripe for to work on that issue. And one would be increasing the number of beds that are available at state institutions for competency restoration. I know the Department of Health Services is working on that, and hopefully that will provide some relief to those people that are on the wait list. The other resource that I think would be valuable is improving the level of mental health resources at the community level, so that people could access treatment and hopefully never find themselves in the criminal justice system to begin with. We're trying to use the outpatient competency restoration program as much as we reasonably can, and that's another area where we could enhance the resources that are available for restoring people to competence. But I think on the whole, it's really increased bed space and increased community resources where we could use the resources the most.
Judge Sanders, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mark Sanders is a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge. We've been talking about an increase in competency evaluations for defendants, with a number of defendants found unfit for trial nearly tripling in Wisconsin since 2013. We also heard from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Eva Wen, who has been following this subject.